All right, it's 9:14. 99X. I am now a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
My scale is much different. I've done 2 shots of Jaeger. Mm-hmm. I've had 5 vodka orange juices, which are not your normal vodka orange juices. These were not made by a bartender concerned about the amount of money they were spending. These are actually poured by our intern, Sebastian, who would tell you what was going on. The girl that was sitting next to me with her hand in my lap is now passed out on the couch snoring.
Completely. I just spooned with her, and she had no idea I was there.
Yeah, and then another contestant asked if you could spoon with her, and I'm like, dude, I got enough lawsuits on me right now. I don't need you doing that as well. But there is a weekend happening. Not everyone started drinking at 7:15 this morning. Some of us need to go out in the evenings. Someone who is looking like Wendy O. Williams from the old punk band The Plasmatics right now with her like fake mohawk is named Kim Lichtenstein. She also has fake breasts like our wonderful contestant Jackie. And she's going to tell us everything that's going on. Is it? Why will you not have a cocktail today? Tell us.
I went to dinner last night, and I mixed in. No, I'm not a foo-foo champagne drinker all the time, but I drank champagne, then Patron, and then 420, Sweetwater 420, and woke up at 3 o'clock and threw up.
Oh, well, that's
fantastic.
So I
feel lovely. I feel good today.
Some of us took it easy before we get on the big radio show. You know, you might not want to, you know, drink so bad before you go on the big radio show.
Excuse me, tough guy.
Why will you not have a cocktail with us?
Well, you know what? Because I also am a practicing member of corporate America.
Yeah,
and
corporate
I have
America.
Meetings today.
Yeah, big meetings.
Hey, don't mock me.
What
don't
are you got to move with a guy with a bird?
What'd you
say? A guy with a bird that does flips?
What?
Who are you publicizing now? I dare you to tell me. All
maybe
right.
Some damage control for Fred Tutcher if we're not careful.
Well, we will be careful, obviously.
Listen.
What's going on this weekend? Did she just vomit?
No, but she,
no, she just rolled over. Look at the position.
We've
how good
been
is
there
that look?
Before.
Oh, my God.
Jackie's passed out, and it's almost like I just need to do something.
Horribly
bad.
I've never seen anybody
I don't usually drink
like that. Sexy.
I don't usually drink coffee in the morning, but I'd love a tea bag right now.
Crash already.
Kim, what is going on this weekend?
Let me tell you what's going on this weekend, because I am lowest on the food chain over here when there's young girls passed out. Clearly, nobody wants to hear the report. Leslie, I'll talk to you. Lots going on tonight. We have MTV Rolled Rules. Yeah, I know where all the celebrities are. Obviously not invited to the VMAs. We got a member named Theo that's going to be at the Petrie Tavern bartending. Super duper exciting celebrity draw right there. Uh-huh. Moving right along. It's in Lizzie's. Now, the only time I ever bring in, I happen to be co-hosting this party, but I do think it's a good and valid party. I'm not, like, you know, in any way sacrificing my journalistic integrity to tell you
no,
people
tell
that.
Us about it.
There's a grand opening party. It's the owners of East Andrews. It used to be Po' Boys on Piedmont in Buckhead. At 9 p.m., they are going to serve some free mango margaritas. And there's going to be live music on the patio. It's Justin and Jason from Desire, a really awesome YouTube cover band. And then DJ Money Shot will be spinning at 11 o'clock. And there will be 3 pinatas that guests can hit down for $100 bar tabs.
Is this new fun place? It's called what?
It's called Tin Lizzie's. It was Po' Boys.
It was Po' Boys. I know.
The guys from East Andrews.
Tin Lizzie's.
Is that tonight?
It's tonight.
Tin Lizzie's is a euphemism for Madonna.
Oh, for what?
Thin Lizzy, obviously, right?
Oh, no. I thought Tin Lizzie's was a reference to a car, a Ford car from back in the 60s.
Thin Lizzy.
Yes,
Thin Lizzy was a car.
And this is Tin Lizzy.
No, Thin Lizzy was a band.
It was a band, but Thin Lizzy was a car. The band named itself after the car.
She'll be hosting the party.
Yeah, I'll be drunk by then. Hopefully. Can I keep going with the report? Because
please
I know everybody's up there near the microphone. Then we have another anniversary party, Sidebar, second anniversary. Sidebar is on Poplar Street. Very cool little space right there by Mark, which used to be Karma. They're doing live music. Starts at 5 p.m. It's basically going to be a street party. The streets will be closed off. There'll be bands, DJs, blah, blah, blah. Fun time.
That's tonight?
Right? That's Saturday night.
Okay.
Hey, Church.
There's another party for those people for people that really want to go out and meet some other singles and they just don't know how to approach people or, you know, they don't have, you know, touch
Kim
of mojo.
Kim looks right at me when she does a report.
Well, no. Well, I'm looking at you. I've been looking
there's
at Leslie having dialogue.
There's a part of you that's in love with me. Admit that.
Oh, my God. The God complex after the Jaeger is huge. I do. I want you. I do.
We talk.
Lock and key party.
You laugh. She wants me.
Lock and key party at the Havana Club. Starts at 7:30. And now, this is kind of a cool way to enjoy your social life and meet
singles.
That girl
is passed out in such a position that it's, like, so wrong.
It looks like a
hustler. I mean, her jaw is just unhinged.
It looks like someone wished a wish upon a star. Uh-huh. All right, if you're just joining us, we're doing this contest, friend contest, and everyone's drinking. This girl, Angel, had her friend Jackie come up. And Jackie drank, but she was out till 5 in the morning, so now she's passed out on the couch in the studio, like, ass up, mouth open. It's impossible to concentrate. You know what, Kim? You have to start doing these reports on Thursdays because it's impossible to concentrate at this time of the day.
Seriously, if I plead insanity, I'll be out in 3 to 5. I gotta hit that.
No one will touch her. No one will touch her.
I'm gonna tell you about the lock and key party over here for the listeners that do want to know what's going on aside from Jackie's ass up in the air. It's time to unlock your social life, people. It's the lock and key parties. It's the hottest new interactive and fun
Kim, as a woman. Kim, as a woman, you find that attractive. There's something about that that's attractive.
My legs are crossed tightly. I find it very attractive.
You don't find that attractive?
I think she's a pretty girl and her butt up in the air. Yes, I think it's a very Hustler Swank magazine-esque kind of pose.
No, it's not a Hustler pose.
I don't know. It's just a penthouse cool pose. And throw in porn magazine.
You know more about it than you say.
It's more like barely legal.
I called Kim on Friday night to see what she was doing. She never called me back.
I screened you is what I did, actually. No, I didn't. I'm just kidding. But I did see that you called.
I left a message.
No, you left a what's up? What kind of message?
I said, what are you doing? You give me a call.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We'll get back to more things that no one will do.
Exactly. I mean, there's like 12 people in the studio. The only person that's listening to me is Leslie. So I'm going to look directly at her again.
I have lost track of the reason that Fred is drinking. That's the funny part.
Because I was going to drink with my friends today.
I know, but that got lost a long time ago.
What do I seem like to you now, Jimmy?
Oh, okay, now you're... I think you're three and a half.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're on my point. Yeah, I'm a three.
Well, let's let Kim finish your report. Go ahead, Kim.
I'm playing it up for the air a little bit.
You know what, Leslie? I'm going to tell you about this lock and key party I've been trying to tell you about. It's actually, what they do is, it's a lock and key party, and you basically get a lock and a key. I'm going to go hide underneath the studio table in a
second. I can't believe that girl's mouth's open.
There's also, you know what, Leslie?
Turn his microphone off so she can finish her report.
I have never felt more insignificant in my life. There's people out there that like to socialize. It's not just this tight little clique in the airtight studio. Exactly. I'm going to stop talking about the lock and key party at Havana Club. How about that? Because I can't even explain what's going on there. The ACC-SEC kickoff party at East Andrews and Andrews Upstairs, sponsored by the Peachtree Social Club. Then, for all the Jews out there, Jimmy, can you just tear your eyes?
I'm here for you.
You're my Jewish audience. I have to look over Leslie and make eye contact with you.
I'm all ears.
All right, the Kosher Chameleon Summer Camp Social. That's right, people. At Venocity, starts at 9 p.m. What's the summer social? Summer Camp Social. 300 Jewish singles for the summer camp themed event. Hosted by the Kosher Chameleons, it's a bunch of Jewish young professionals getting together.
Oh, JYP.
They sniff each other's butts, trying to figure out who's going to marry who. Things like that.
All right.
But, you know, that's really all I have for you and the Jews, and me and the Jews, for that matter.
Let's talk
about the Dunwoody Beach Fest.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Real quick.
Time for one more.
The Dunwoody Beach Fest is sponsored by 99X.
I think Crash is going to be there with Crash and Axel.
Whoa.
Crash and Axel, exactly. Thank you, Leslie, for acknowledging the fact that Crash will be hosting a party on Sunday.
And so will Axel, Dunwoody Beach Fest.
Yes, with cheap beer, tons of sand, and live music. Right?
Yep. From 2 to 8 or something like that. But
yeah, it actually starts at 2 p.m. And 99 freeloaders get to buy one and get one free.
Buy one, get one free. Bex is going to be out there, Bex Light, and we're going to be... We got 80 tons of sand. We're going to put prizes and stuff in the sand, and you can dig for it.
And also, tomorrow night, Crash is doing a Snugs party at a... Swanee. At the Wild Wing Cafe, and they're making... You don't even know this, Crash, but they're making special Budweiser for you. They actually went to Carrollton where they bottle them. And they're making
Cartersville.
Same difference. And they're making 7-ounce long necks for you.
Really?
Yes, indeed. All right.
That's awesome.
Let's take Matt real quick on the air. Matt, hello.
Hi.
What's
up? How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm drunk.
Good. That's the way you should be. I've been working since 5:30, and man, I wish I could have a Jaeger bomb.
Well, I've been working since before you, so take that. And my girl's passed out.
So with her mouth still open.
But if you go to 99x.com, you can see her making out with another girl.
Really? I might have to go ahead and do that.
Yeah. What do you want?
You got any free booze for us?
Shut up. What do you want?
What do I want?
Yeah. What you called me to do.
We want Jaeger.
I'll do a Jaeger shot for you. Fat kid, pour me a shorty, please, if you would.
FK, make it two.
Make two FK, make two tiny shorties.
Thank you, brother.
I cannot do a full Jaeger right now as I am still under the governance of corporate America.
Pardon my ignorance. I know I've only been listening sparingly, but did we ever get a best friend?
I need a shorty for me.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah.
We haven't figured it out yet.
He hasn't officially announced the winner yet.
The city is waiting on bated breath.
All right, let me just tell you this then. If that is going to be your best friend... She's passed out. Who's here? on their vacation drinking with Fred. Thank you very much.
Crash is now vying to be get back into the picture.
I'm doing shots with you.
When you take vacation for Snug's emergencies, I suppose that you can drink.
We had to get blood tests to make sure that the marriage was legal.
Okay.
All right, we're Highland holding them.
I know.
Very good. The Highland hold, by the way, is the pinky and the thumb on top of the shot.
I have not seen that.
That is the Highland hold.
That's pretty gay.
I encourage you.
What's more gay, drinking soy milk and eating berries in the morning or doing a shot and
come on.
Grabbing breasts?
Yeah, we're the gay dudes at nine that are doing shots of Jaeger.
Time's your tea time.
All right.
God bless us all. Is this boring, Wally, to people?
No, I don't think it's boring, but I just
tell me it's boring. I'm not even being kidding.
No, I'm not.
I'm not even being kidding.
I'm not being kidding either. It's not boring, but we need to take a break. So,
any more ice in this drink, please. I don't mean to order you around, but I do need more ice in this drink.
Thanks for coming by, Kim.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, Kim,
really,
what are you here for?
All eyes on me.
Uh-huh. 4. You're at a 4 now.
No, 3.5.
You think still? Really?
Just when I take a shot, it doesn't immediately affect me.
No, but your speech is very quickly, you know,
I'm kind
deteriorating.
Of playing it up for the crowd also.
All right.
Ask me to act sober.
Please.
All right. All right, hey, it's 9:25. Coming up, the news pile. Leslie, what stories do we have coming up?
You sure we want to do news pile?
Yeah. Absolutely, I do.
You positive you want to do news pile?
I am positive.
Okay, yeah. News pile is coming up. We're going to talk about a 15-year-old that was arrested for robbing and fatally shooting two men here in Georgia. Also, a man nabbed at a Walmart for a handcuff prank. It's next in the news pile.
All right, I'm 3 Jaegers in and about 6 vodka and orange juices in. Here's me acting sober again. Here we go. Coming up, reality check. Please, ladies, send your pictures in. Rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. Send a picture of yourself. Possibly 2 to mornings at 99.com. I will genuinely... Damn, I couldn't do it. All right, take a break. We'll be right back.
Giving freaks a place to call home. Tucker, Jimmy, and Leslie. Mornings, 99X.